Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis Amar Luhu Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibada Lechayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph discuss the halacha of a gag gadol that's samach legag katan, or a chatzer gedoyla that's nifritza lechatzer ketana, where the gag katan or the chatzer ketana was nifrats bin loya to the gag gadol or the chatzer gedoyla. The chatzer gedoyla, the gag gadol, is not nifritz bin loya to the chatzer ketana or the gag katan. It's only from the Ketana to the Gedoyla that it's Nifritz B'mloya, but from the Gedoyla to the Ketana, it's not. So what's the halacha? As it relates to Erevin, the Chatzar Ketana, the Gag Katan, won't be able to be Metalto Yosem Yidal Ramis, because there's a halacha that if something is Nifritz B'mloya L'makam Aser, even though the place itself is a regular Rishus HaYachid, it has a din of a Karmelis, whereas the Gag Gadol, or the Chatzar Gedoyla, being that it has Gifufim, their side posts, so we look at the gap as simply being a Pesach, as long as it's not 10 Amis or more wide, and as a result, you would be able to be metatal even though the two gagin, or even though the two chatzeres did not make an eruvi chatzeres. But when the Mishnah said the halacha that the chatzer ketana, that's nifratz b'mloy to the chatzer gedoyla, is asa, the Mishnah added verbiage that at first glance it doesn't seem like it had to add. The Mishnah said mipnei, you want to know why? Shehi kepischa shel gedoyla, because the chatzer ketana is viewed as being the Pesach of the Chatzah Gedoyla. We look at it as a Sif Katan of the Chatzah Gedoyla. We look at it as a Vinkel of the Chatzah Gedoyla. And the Gemara said that if that's the case, the halachas of Chatzah Ketana and Chatzah Gedoyla should have implications beyond the sugyas of Masechtas Erevin, beyond the halacha of Nifratz Bimloya Lamakam Asa. And the Gemara went on to give several examples of Nafgeminois that would come out as a result of this idea that a Chatzah Ketana that's nifratz b'mloya to a chatzah gedoyla is viewed as pischa shel gedoyla. We look at it as the prosdar. We look at it as the entranceway of the chatzah gedoyla. The first of the nafkaminos that the Gemara gave, which is the nafkamina that the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail, is in Hilchas Kalayim. Said the Gemara, it should come out that in the event that there were gifanim planted in the Chatzah Gedoyla, you would not be allowed to go now and plant zra'im, some other species, in the Chatzah Ketana. The reason is because it's an Issur Kalayim. Now, ordinarily, as long as there's dalet amos of distance between the kerem and the zra'im, that in and of itself would be enough of a merchak that we wouldn't have any problems. But once you tell me that the Chatzah Ketana is viewed as Pischa Shel Gedoyla, we see it as if it's mamish in the Chatzah Gedoyla. So it's in the same Chatzah. If it's in the same Chatzah, then the fact that there's a Merchak of Dalet Amos shouldn't help me. So the Gemara said that Yosef Rabba, Virab Zeira, Virab Barav Chanin. So the three Gedoyli Amiron were sitting together. Yosef Abaya Gabaya. And Abaya was there as well, as we're going to see. Today's daf is going to focus on Abaya's contribution to this discussion. But the three Amirim, Rabba and Rab Zeira and Rabba Rav Chanan, they all said, Shmami, Nomi, Masnisin, it should come out from the Mishnah, the Yure Gedoyla Biktana, the Indi Yure Ketana Biktana, that the Chatzah Gedoyla is Moshel on the Chatzah Ketana, whereas the Chatzah Ketana is not Moshel on the Chatzah Gedoyla. A bunch of Nafkaminas La Lacha. What was the first one? If there would be Gefanim in the Chatzah Gedoyla, it should be Aser to go and plant anything in the Chatzah Ketana. So we'll pick up on Amid Beis now, where Abaya is now going to comment to Rabba, Rab Zeira, and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. Abaya told Amiram, Im Kain, if this is the case, it comes out that there's a metzius that you can make a mechitza, a partition between two areas, and the mechitza is actually going to make it as if there's less of a distance, less of a partition between the two areas, which is, of course, counterintuitive. Where do you see that in this halacha? Shil mali a mechitza, because what would be if there was no mechitza? What does it mean, though, there was no mechitza? What would be if the Chatzah Ketana and the Chatzah Gedoyla weren't a Chatzah Ketana and a Chatzah Gedoyla, but they were the same size? They were both Ketanis. They were both Gedoylos. So the Ketana was Nifretz B'mloya to the Gedoyla, and the Gedoyla was Nifretz B'mloya to the Ketana. You didn't have the Gifufim in the Chatzah Gedoyla. What would be if you didn't have those Gifufim? That mechitza that closes off the chatzar gedoyla from the chatzar gedoyla's perspective. What would be the halachic? Marchit dalar amas v'zereya. If you wanted to plant something in the chatzar ketani, you'd be allowed to, as long as your dalar amas removed from the keren. Because that's always the halacha. As long as there's 4 amas of distance, that's fine. But the ilu hashta. But now that you have a mechitza in the chatzar gedoyla, you have the gifufim. So it comes out there's a chatzar gedoyla and a chatzar ketana. Once there's a chatzar gedoyla, there's a chatzar ketana. There's a svara that says the chatzar ketana is viewed as pischa shal gedoyla. If it's pischa shal gedoyla, we look at the chatzar ketana as if it's mamish in the chatzar gedoyla. If it's chatzar gedoyla, you can't plant anywhere in the chatzar ketana, because halachically we always look at wherever you're going to plant in the chatzar ketana as if you're smack in the middle of the chatzar gedoyla. And the Dalai Lama is not going to help me. So, v'ilu hashta asura. So it comes out that the fact that there was a mechitza made it worse. The mechitza made it more us. If you didn't have the gefufim, then all you would need is a merchel of Dalai Lama. Because you have the gefufim, now you have a chatzah gedayla, chatzah ketana relationship, which means the chatzah ketana is submerged in the chatzah gedayla. We view it as being everywhere in the chatzah gedayla, which is a chiddush, by the way. Because just because you say the chatzah ketana is part of the chatzah gedayla, doesn't mean it's literally on the Karen, but it's everywhere in the Chatzah Gedayla. And if that's the case, Dalai Lama is not going to help me. So it comes out that, why is there a problem? Because of the Mechitza. A Mechitza is supposed to create separation. It's supposed to create distance. And here you have a Mechitza that's uniting, that's being ma'ariv. It goes against the grain, against the mitzias of what a mechitza is supposed to be. That was Abaye's kasha. Mekei matzina mechitza. Listen, Tais speaks out, by the way, that the idea that a mechitza should aser is in and of itself not a problem. Right? If you look at that word, that phrase in a vacuum, out of context, yeah, of course. If you have mechitzas, you can create a rishos hayachid, which will create iser, because now you're not allowed to be metaltiv from a rishos irabim to it. The idea that a mechitza should aser in and of itself is not the problem. The problem is that a mechitza is supposed to create separation, and over here, the mechitza is doing the antithesis of that. So the Gemara says, Amalei Reb Zeira L'Abayas, Reb Zeira told Abaya, and again, if you just pay attention to the names, Yosef Rabba V'Reb Zeira V'Rabba V'Rav Chana, they were sitting together, they said this, Shmami Nomi Masnissan, Abaya came with a ha'ara. So Reb Zeira responded to Abaya. He said, "V'le matzino mechitza l'iser. What are you going to tell me? There's no such thing as a mechitza l'iser." He said, "I'll prove to you there's a mechitza l'iser." And by the way, the proof is from under a sugya, from our mission. But Tanan, we learned in the mission, chatzah gedolah shnivitzal diktano. If you have a chatzah gedolah that opens up to a chatzah ketano, gedolah muteres v'ktana asura. The gedolah is mutter because it has gifufim. The ketana is aser because it's nifrits b'mloy l'makam aser. The Mishnah added, mipnei she'ika pischa shal gedolah. Because we look at the chatzah ketano as if it's the Pesach of the gedolah. Okay, v'ilu hishves gifufel. What would be, said Reb Zeira, if you would block off the gifufim? So how would you block off the gifufim? You would build 2 mechitzos in the chatzar gedoyla, parallel to the mechitzos of the chatzar ketana. So those side posts that were part of the chatzar gedoyla were just knocked out. They're not part of the chatzar gedoyla anymore. So what would be the halacha? Gedoyla nam yasur. Gedoyla would also be yasur. Because now the chatzar ketana is nifritz b'mloy to the chatzar gedoyla, and the chatzar gedoyla is nifritz b'mloy to the chatzar ketana. The only reason it's wanted to carry the chatzar gedoyla is because you have the side post, so it's not nifritz b'mloy. The side posts act as a mechitza. There's a huge gap. That's the Pesach of the mechitza. But it acts as a mechitza. But if you didn't have the side posts, so they would both be nifritz b'mloya to each other. So if you built a wall now that knocked out the gifufim, what's going to come out? You can't carry even in the chatzah gedoyla. So Reb Zeira told Abai, you're telling me there's a halacha that you can't have a mechitza l'iser? The whole Mishnah is mavur, there's something called mechitza l'iser. So Abai told him a geshmak yeteret. Amalei. So Abai told him, hasam silik mechitza. So you're right. What you're doing in that case is you're building walls. But in Lumdis, what you're doing is you're removing a mechitza. It's true, you're building a mechitza. You're extending a wall. But it's not the mechitza that's making the chatzah gedoyla aser. It's the fact that when you built the mechitza, you also knocked out a mechitza. So you built, but at the same time, you asoiser. You also demolished. It's the stira of the gefufim that creates the iser. You're right. How were you soiser? Al yedei binyan. It was a boinah manas lister, so to speak. You're right. But at the same time, it's not the binyan that creates the iser. It's the stira that creates the iser. Hence, it doesn't go against the grain of what a mechitza is supposed to do. Amalei Rava l'abayo. So Rava then came, and Rava said, I have a different kasha abayo. He said, v'loim matzino mechitza l'iser. You can tell me, there's no such thing as mechitza l'iser. V'ayit ma we learned, raya from mesech de sukkah. Sikach agavi achsadro. If there was an achsadro. So we know what an achsadro is of mesechtes. Erev in fame. So you have these poles, and on top, there's a roof, but it's not completely roofed. And as it relates to sukkah, The point is that if you want to put tzrach on top, theoretically you'd be able to put tzrach. So the particular mitzvah over here is where there were two legitimate walls, and then there were four posts that were protruding from the walls, and you went and you put tzrach on top. So the halacha is it's going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? Because how many walls does the sukkah have to have? It has to have three. But we know two regular walls, and one, the third one, could be even a tefach. So over here you have the two good walls, the two walls that you have on the sides of the achsajov. The petzimim, as long as they're tefach wide, that's going to be enough. You have a shlishis, even have a revius, afilu tefach. Now, afilu hishva petzimim, absolutely. But Rava said, what would be if somebody went now and he took the gap between the two petzimim? A picture is very helpful. But you took the gap between the two petzimim and you loaded it up with petzimim. Meaning, so you don't just have a one of these petzimim and then another one, let's say with 5 amos of distance between the two of them. No, you completely line that part of the wall with petzimim. In that case, psula. Now the sukkah is going to be possible. Why is it going to be possible? Because now you only have two walls. You see, till now you had four walls. You had the two side walls and the petzimim. Any one of these petzimim can work as the third wall because shlishis could be afilu tefach. But once you close off that whole area, so where's your third wall? The petzimim is just like an extension of the wall. So you have your two walls on the side. Previously, it was the big mechitza. Now it's the line of petzimim. But you don't have a third wall. You don't have a fourth wall. So it's going to be possible. So what do you see from here? You built the mechitza. And because you built the mechitza, it's not good. A sukkah needs mechitzas. Without building a mechitza, I had mechitzas for a sukkah, or the fanois. But now that I went and I built a mechitza, it comes out being worse. So Rava told Abaya, Abaya, you have a problem? Shmami no mechitzas can't be because you don't find mechitzas. Listen, what do you mean? In this mission in sukkah, you see, there's something called mechitzas. Abaya told him like this. First of all, according to me, I disagree with your whole halacha. So you ask me a question, Rava, I disagree with your halacha. Now, lididach, I know, Abaya knew Rava shittas, and he said, I know you hold that this is asa, but even according to you, it's not a kasha. Why? Because again, siluk mechitzas. The reason it's going to be a problem is because at the end of the day, you actually have less mechitzas than you had before. Until now, you had four mechitzas. Now you only have two mechitzas. You're right. The way you destroyed the mechitza was al yedei a binyan. But the point is that the reason the sukkah is possible is not because ichabnacha mechitza memela the sukkah is possible. That doesn't make any sense. I added a wall and the sukkah is possible. No, it's because when you did a maisa that superficially looked like you were adding a wall, you were actually subtracting a wall. And that's the problem. Till now you had enough walls, now you actually don't have enough walls. So again, Abaya went and he fired away against what Rabbi Rav Chanan said. So, Dami Ram, they responded. The first response was Rav Zeir. The second one was Rava. By the way, we have the Girsan Amad Aleph, Rava, it was Rava that responded. And then Rabbi Barav Chanan, who was also one of the Amiram that was saying this Chiddush, he too asked the Kasha back on Abayas. What was his aura of Levansinu Mechitzel Isser? But Tanya Rulim to the Bayas, Abayas, Chetzi Makur, Chetzi Eni Makur. And this again is halacha with regards to Hilchas Kalam. You have a house. Half the house had a roof on top of it. Half of it didn't have a roof on top of it. So Gefanim Kan, Mutal Zrayim Kan. If you have Gefanim on one side of the roof, you'd be allowed to plant Zrayim on the other side of the roof, even if it's within Dalet Amos. Now, we said earlier, you always have to have 4 amos of distance between a gefen and between zroim. Otherwise, you're running into kilei akerim problems. The teretz is, if you have a mechitza in between, the mechitza also works. Now, in this case, you have a mechitza. Where's the mechitza? Pitikra yoyred v'soysen. So here you have pitikra yoyred v'soysen penetrating the laws of kalayim. Because like we mentioned many times throughout the Masechta, the laws of mechitza is very much cross over with Hilchas Kalayim. So here you have Pi Tikra Yoyrud V'Soysim that's playing a role in Hilchas Mechitz. It's very Gishmak. So the half of this area is roofed. Where the roof ends, you have the Pi Tikra, comes down and closes it off. So even though you don't physically have a Mechitza, but a Pi Tikra Yoyrud V'Soysim, the Mechitza works even for Hilchas Kalayim. Now, V'ilu Hishves Ki Ruyov, Zerab Rav Chana Asta Bayi Gishmak Akasha. He said, what would be if you would now finish the roof? Right? So you had like a Halba Chorva. So you have a house, half of it has a roof, the other half doesn't have a roof. What would be if you called the roofer and he now fixes the other half? So what would be the halacha? Aser. Now it would be aser. So it comes out, why would it be aser? Because you don't want Pitekir Yair V'Saisim anymore. So now if they're within Dalet Amos from each other, you have a problem with Kilei Akerem. So you went, you made a mechitza, in this case it was a roof, and you just made it more usser. So Rabbi Al-Khan told Abai, how could you tell me? V'chiyesh mechitzalis, you see clearly mechitzalis. So you told him the same teretz, hasam siluk mechitzatzu. You're right, you physically, you added to the roof. But what were you doing in Lamdas? What you were doing was, you were destroying a mechitza. Because till now you had a p'tikr yoyer v'soysen that went right into the middle of the house. Now you don't have it anymore. It's because of the siluk mechitzas that the halacha is, it's going to become more chamer. Zokta Gemara, and one more kasha. Shalach le Rav al-Abai. Rav asked Abai a question, but he didn't send it to him directly. This is interesting. Biyad Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira. So Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira was the shliach. He brought this question that Rav asked Abaya. So what was the question? Abaya, you're so disturbed by the outcome of what we discussed on the Tzadik base, because no such thing as Mechitza Lissa Fatani, we're going to the Baisa Ishmael Mechitza Kerem, Lahagul Ola Hachmer. You find by Mechitza Is HaKerem, Akula and Achumra. So again, we're discussing the halachas of Kilei HaKerem, where you're not allowed to plant a kerem together with some zeraim. However, if there's a mechitza in between, in that case, it's going to be okay. So ordinarily, the mechitza is a tremendous kula in Hilchas Kalayim. Because a mechitza says that even though the two are so close to each other, they're within Dal and Amis, but the mechitza separates them. The Braisa says that it's true. Yesh be mechitza sakerem lahakel. Ordinarily, a mechitza is a kula, but you also find that a mechitza can be a chumra. Okay, it's a kerem, and a tua adik a mechitza zereya. Meik a mechitza ve'elach. If you have a kerem, that's not tua, and there's a mechitza, so you can do whatever you want up until the ikker of the mechitza. Shilu ain't shal mechitza marach dal and amas v'zereya. If you didn't have a mechitza, you'd have to distance yourself dal and amas. But if there's a mechitza, I could plant a kerem on one side of the mechitza, all the way up to the mechitza, and I could plant zeraim on the other side of mechitza, all the way up to the mechitza. So you see, if there's a mechitza, you can literally be on top of the mechitza on both sides. It's not a problem. Ordinarily, you'd have to have dalanamas. But over here, it's not an issue. So this is your classic example of where mechitza sakerem is a kula nilchas kalayim. Now, what's an example of lahachmir ketzad? Where do you find that a mechitza can be a chumra? Hayu mashch ben akoysel yud alaf amo. If you were inside a field and there was a wall around the field and you wanted to now plant Zeroyim inside the field. So this was a field that was a kerem, as we're going to say. It was a vineyard. And on the side of the vineyard, on the outskirts of the vineyard, you want to go now and you want to plant Zeroyim. So the halacha is that if you were 11 amos, and 11 amos really means less than 12 amos. 11 amos is lav dafka. If it's less than 12, it could be 11.9, or it could be 10, 8, 7, whatever. If it's less than 12 amos, lo yovi zera l'sham. You're not allowed to plant anything. Now, Shomali ain't mechitza. What would be if there was no mechitza on the side of this kerem? We're going to explain this a little bit more. What would be if there was no mechitza on the side of the kerem? Marech dal amas v'zereh. All you would need is dal amas. But because there's a wall surrounding the kerem, so now already the halach is, if it's less than 12 amas, already a problem. You would need 12 amas. V'zoi mechitza kerem lahachmer. This is an example of mechitza kerem lahachmer. In other words, Rava sent a shliach, Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, and he told Abaya, I have a kasha. He says, I have a mufurish of Braisa. The Braisa says, Yesh mechitza akerem lahakul lahachmer. You see, there's a musig of a mechitza lahachmer. Abaya said, no such thing as a mechitza lahachmer, it's a Braisa. Yesh mechitza akerem lahakul lahachmer. Lahakul means, you're right, a mechitza separates, but sometimes a mechitza actually goes in the reverse. Sometimes a mechitza actually creates a chumra. What's the example? So the backdrop is, because it's going to be the topic of the next little portion of the daf, is that we're discussing different halachas of kalayim. The first halacha we said was is that if you have a kerem and you want to plant something else, you have to separate dal and amas. The second halacha that we saw was, if there's a mechitza, you don't have to separate dal and amas. Mechitza, I could be on two sides, and a mechitza, that's yesh, mechitza, kerem, lahakel, you can go, it's not a problem. What if you have a kerem? If I have a vineyard, I didn't just plant two different minim. I actually have a field that's a kerem. That's already a whole different halacha. You're never allowed to plant zeraim inside a kerem. And there, even to be machik dal and amas is not enough. It's not enough to be machik dal. Usually, as long as I have dal and amas, I'm fine. If I have a mechitza, I don't even need dal and amas. But if I don't have a mechitza, okay, dal and amas, I'm good to go, right? No, if I'm in a kerem in of itself is going to be an issue. What happens if I'm in a kerem? So we're going to see now the Gemara is going to bring a mishnah where the Gemara is going to talk about it in greater detail. But the point, the high level is, a kerem would mean that I'm surrounded by mechitzas. That would be the definition of a kerem. So I planted, I grew my kerem, and it's surrounded by walls. If I didn't have a kerem on one of the sides, then that area wouldn't be bound by the laws of kerem. So as long as I would be dal and amas away from the kerem, from where the vines are, that would be enough for me to be able to go plant whatever I want. But if there's a mechitza on the other side, then it's an issue. So no mechitza, no kerem, dal and amas. Yeah, mechitza, kerem, up until 12 amas. Even 11 amas is not enough. So it's an example of Yesh Mechitzas HaKerem LaHachmer. But that was Rav's Kasha Deyas Abayu. So he sent it with a shliach. He said, Abayu, you're telling me there's no such thing as Mechitzas HaKerem LaHachmer? He says, what do you mean? This is a Mefurish HaLoch. There's no such thing as Mechitzas LeIsser? Yesh Mechitzas HaKerem LaHachmer. So Amalei, so Abayu sent back a shliach. He told Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, go back to Rav and this is what you should tell him. He said, Ulitamech. He says, Rav, I'm very surprised. You think this Bryce is a Kasha? Should have asked better. Why didn't he ask from a Mishnah? Now, why is a Mishnah better than a Bryce? Rashi says, Why is it better to ask from a Mishnah? Because the Mishnahs were edited much better than the Bryces were. So that's why a Mishnah is just always considered to be more authentic, less mistakes in Mishnahs than Bryces. So if the same point that you had in a Bryce, I have in a Mishnah. So what's this Mishnah? Time we go into the Mishnah. Karachas HaKerem. If you have a karachas, that's an open area inside a kerem, a bald spot in the middle of a kerem. Then you're allowed to plant in a kerem. So ordinarily, you can't plant in a kerem. But if you have a karachas in the kerem, then you can. So what's the size of a karach? Bisham says chav dalad amas. That's be 24 amas. Bisul says tezayim 16 amas. Mochel hakerem. What would be if you don't want to plant it smack in the middle? You want to plant on one of the sides. So you're not planting in the middle of the kerem. Then you need 24 amas according to Beishamai, 16 amas according to Bezal. I want to plant on the side, on the outskirts of the kerem, within the mechitzas of the kerem, but on the outskirts of the kerem. Then it's different sheets. Beishamai, Yom, Tezayin, 16 amas. Beisalam, Yud, Beisam, 12 amas. Beisik, Karachas, Kerem. What's an example of Karachas, Kerem? Kerem, Shachar, Vem, Tzayusai. The middle of it is not there. In Ancham Tezayin Amel, if you don't have 16 Amis, according to Beis Hillel, Lo Yavi Zer Lashon, you can't plant anything. Hayusham Tezayin Amel, nicely, then you could plant. What's the cheshbon of Tezayin Amis? Kedei Avodasai, because the assumption is that when you work the Kerem, you need Dalet Amis. So 4 Amis in that surrounding area is considered part of the Kerem because you need it Kedei Avodasai. Vizereyas Amis, and then you can go ahead and you can plant the rest. So the 4 Amis closest to the Kerem that you wouldn't be able to plant, that's considered Kedei Avodasai. The rest of it you would be able to. Ezei Machal HaKerem. What's an example of Machal HaKerem? Beran Kerem Legeda. That's the area between the Kerem and the fence. Shem Enchem Yud Beis Amis. According to Beisil, we're going with Beisil Shita, not Beis Shammai. If you don't have 12 Amis, you can't plant anything. Hayusham Yud Beis Amis. Let's say you do have 12 Amis. Nice Kedei Avodasai. Again, you have to be 4 amas away from where the kerem is. Vizayreya samoyser, and then you can go ahead and you can plant the rest. By the way, we'll see in a second. You can only plant 4 amas. You also have to be 4 amas away from the geder. So you have to be 4 amas away from the geder, 4 amas away from the kerem, and then in the middle 4 amas. That's where you plant. But the point is, you see the same exact halacha that if you have a kerem. And you want to plant on the side of the kerem. If there's a mechitza, then you need 12 amas. So if there was no mechitza, all you would need is 4 amas. So Abaya told Rava, you're asking me a kasha. What's the kasha from this concept of yesh mechitzas hakerem lahachmer? He said, why are you asking from the braisa? Ask from a mishnah. A mishnah is much better than a braisa. Elamai. So Abaya said, you have to say that it's cholak. You didn't want to ask from the mishnah, I know why. And if that's the case, you shouldn't ask from the braisa either. But regardless, the drama aside, Abaye said, here's the teretz of the kasha. You ask me a kasha, I have a problem with mechitza l'isser, I yesh mechitza l'kerem l'achmi, you see it in a braise, you see it in a mishnah. No, it has nothing to do with mechitza l'kerem l'achmi, rather, elahosim, lav, haynu, taimu, the chol dalet amas, l'gabi kerem, v'yitza l'kerem. The reason you need 12 amas is not because the mechitza somehow brings everything closer and it unites the area of Yud Beis Amos, and it's for that reason Dalet Amos is not enough. There's a methodology behind Yud Beis Amos, because the 4 Amos that's closest to the Kerem, that's Kedei Avodas HaKerem. It's considered part of the Kerem, so you can't plant it. That's why you always need 4 Amos, even in a Kerem. L'gabe Geder, as it relates to the fence, kibidulei mizdaren afguri mafgalu. Being that it's hard to plant in that area, so that area is considered hefker. You can't plant there. The Beni Beni, it's the middle area, that's where you can plant. So he went through a whole analysis over here, Hevilchas Klein. But the point that we need again is Abaye's issue of mechitza le'isser was that you can't give me a mitzius where a mechitza is going to do the opposite of what's supposed to do. A mechitza always separates. How could you have a mechitza that actually brings two things together? You have the two chatzeres that open up into each other. If there was no gifufim, then they would be separate. Because there's gifufim, which in halach is considered a mechitza, so now all of a sudden they're mamish one in Hilchas Kalayim. It doesn't make sense. Where do you find mechitza l'isser? Rava said, what do you mean? Yesh mechitzas hakerem lahachmer. That's a whole different halacha. That just means because the mechitza creates a mitzius of a kerem, You need four amas here, four amas there. So the only way it's going to ever be nikkei is if there's yud beis amas. But it's not because the mechitzas per se creating a unity in that area that what was yud beis amas is now dalet amas, and it's a dank the mechitza. Of course, the mechitza can't do that. Mechitza separates. Mechitza doesn't bring together. The point is, enochinami, there are examples where you can come up with a creative example where mechitza created chumrah. I say no mechitzas create chumras. All these examples that the Meram fired away at. This is a different point. So again, just to recap from a super high level what we just did, and that is the Mishnah was mevura chiddush. If you have a chatzah gedoyla and a chatzah ketana. The chatzah ketana was nifritz b'mloyer to the chatzah gedoyla. The chatzah gedoyla was not nifritz b'mloyer to the chatzah ketana because you had gifufim. So from the chatzah ketana standpoint, you don't have a fourth wall between the Chatzah Ketana and the Chatzah Gedayla. From the Chatzah Gedayla's perspective, you do have a fourth wall. In Hilchas Erevin, you can't carry in the Chatzah Ketana, you could carry in the Chatzah Gedayla. But the Mishnah added language. The Mishnah said that the Chatzah Ketana is viewed kipischa shal gedayla. We look at it as the Pesach shal gedayla. And the Gemara says, Dami Rom was sitting together, Rabbi Reb Zeir, Rabbi Reb Chanan, and they all came and they made the same inference. They all said that, you see from here, we look at the Chatzah Ketana as if it's in the Gedayla. Lamai Nafkamina, a bunch of Nafkaminas. The one that we discussed today is if you had Kfanim in the Gedayla, you wouldn't be able to plant anything in the Ketana. Why? Because it's Kepischa. What would be if you didn't have this lumdis of Kepischa Shal Gedayla? As long as the Dalet Amos away, it would be fine. But because it's Kepischa Shal Gedayla, so Dalet Amos is not enough. So the Halach is, you can't plant anywhere in the Chatzah Ketana. Abai said it can't be. Abaye was sitting with them, and Abaye turned to Amiram and he said, "Imkei matzino mechitza le'iser." Doesn't make sense. If there's no mechitza, you don't have the gifufim. So then, dalet amos is enough. Now that you made a mechitza, that somehow says kepischa shal gedayla. It goes against everything I understand logically about mechitza. And Amiram came and they fired away. Rav asked a kasha, one by himself, one through Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, and then Rav Zeira had a kasha, and Rabbi Bar Avchana. Now they all asked kashas, and Abaye deflected all these kashas, and Abaye stand, you know, at the end of the sugya, stands by his position, and that is in Kei Machitzino Machitza. Listen, the Achronim in different places talk about this svar. There are other, maybe different geshmaki examples of Machitza Isser, but either way, we're going to go weiter. Zok de Gemara. Very much, Mei Inyan Le Inyan Ba'os Inyan. Amar Rav Yehuda. Gimel Karfifoi Zeb De Tzad Zeh. I mean, this is Erevin in a nutshell. Gimel Karfifoi. There were three Karfifoi Zeb De Tzad Zeh. So you have three Karfifoi that opened up one into each other. So we need a little bit of a background, truth is, before this next Gemara. And that is, a long time ago, at the very beginning of the Masechta, at the end of the first Perek, so we discussed the halacha of mechitzos geruos. What would it be if you have an area that's surrounded on four sides by mechitzos? It's a reshus hayachid. But the mechitza is somewhat of an inferior mechitza. It's a mechitza geru. And there were different examples of mechitza geru. Classic example of mechitza geru is where it's either shesi or it's erif. So you don't have the mechitza going crisscross. Either it goes, you have vertical mechitzas or you have horizontal mechitzas. It's a mechitza, but it's considered mechitza geru. For my nafkamina, nafkamina is that if you have a mechitza geru, it's Shabbos, you're allowed to be metaltal, it has a din of a rishus hayachid, but only if it's up to beisosayin. But if it's going to be yoisemi beisosayin, the halacha is that an area that has mechitzas geru, you're not allowed to carry. Stating that, very important caveat, the Chachamim made a special kula for a shayarot. Shayarot is a caravan, a group of people, as defined by Chazal, is three people. So if there are three people that are spending Shabbos together, so then the halacha is that we don't say each person, they're only allowed to carry within Beis HaSayim. We don't even say that they only get six. The Gemara went through the Cheshbonos, but when there's a shayarot, they're not limited to this halacha of Beis HaSayim. So that's the concept. Rav Yehuda's case was where there were three karfifas that opened up into each other. They opened up into each other in the same way that the Chatzah Ketana opened up to the Chatzah Gedayla in our Mishnah. In the same way that the Gag Katan opened up until the Gag Gadol. But in this case, there were three karfifas. And what was unique was, is that they had mechitzas geruos. They either were shesi or they were erev. But the point is, it wasn't a shesi ve'erev. And as a result, it's limited to this halacha that if a yochid is residing in any one of these karfifas, he shouldn't be able to carry yoisemi beis sain. Very geshmaki gemar. Said Rabbi Yehuda, what would be if Shabbos came and there was one person that stayed in one person was in the other, one person was in the third. So one person was staying in each one of these individual karfifas. So he said like this, if you have gimel karfifas ebitzadzeh, v'shnayim hachitzoinim migufafim, what would be if the two outer ones were migufafim? They were wider. And the one in the middle was not migufaf. Megufafim, Megloshim, Gifufim. The Chatzur Gedoyla in our Mishnah had Gifufim. So these two outer ones had Gifufim, right? They have the side posts. They're wider than the middle one. The middle one is the Chatzur Ketana. It's the Karf of Ketana. It doesn't have the side posts. V'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh. So the halach is Nasa k'shayyara, v'nois lehem kol tzarchan. The halach is everybody would be able to carry, Rashi says, in the middle one. In the middle one. Everybody would be able to carry. Why? Because the Karfif that is Megufaf is like the Chatzur Gedoyla. The Karfif that's Eina Megufaf is very pashut, this halacha. It's intimidating, but it's very pashut. Is like the Chatzur Ketana. The Chatzur Gedoyla is Meishel on the Chatzur Ketana. The Chatzur Ketana is viewed as the Pesach of the Chatzur Gedoyla. Right? It dominates over the Chatzur Ketana. So right now, if one person, Reuven, who's spending Shabbos in one of the Karfifas that are Megufaf, Shimon is in the middle one. Levi's in the third one. Reuven has shlita over the middle one. Levi has shlita over the middle one. That means, in a gewisse way, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all spending Shabbos in the middle chatzer. If they're all spending Shabbos in the middle, not chatzer, karfif. If they're all spending Shabbos in the middle karfif, it's a shayara. Three people? We're not limited to Beis Hasayim anymore. As a result, they can use kol tzarchan, they can do whatever they have to, but only the middle one. Why only the middle one? Because it's the middle one where they all three are. The outer ones, is Reuven has one and Levi has the other one. But being that they all three are in the middle one, said Allah, they'd all be able to go called Sarchan in the middle one. What would be in the reverse? And Tsoi Megufif. What would be if the middle one was the Megufif? That was the one with the Gifufin. And the two outer ones were not Megufafin. So the middle one is the Chatzur Gedoyla, and the two outer ones are the Chatzur Ketana. And you have one person staying in each one of them. No, each person gets his base aside, but other than that, it's not going to be good. Why? Because the one in the middle, he's Moshal on the two outer ones. So it's very nice. You have two on the one outer one, and you have two on the other outer one. At the end of the day, it's two and two. Two is not the number. You need three. So unless you have three, it's not going to be nogea. Either way, these were the two halachas Rabbi Yehuda said, I know for sure. I'm positive. In the case of Gimel Karfifas, if the two outer ones are the Chatzur Gedoylas, so to speak, they're the ones that are Megufafin, you'd be able to carry in the middle one. Because they each are Moshal in the one in the middle. If the middle one is the Gedoylah, then you for sure wouldn't be able to carry the outer ones. But Rav Yehuda said there were two cases that I wasn't sure about. Iba Iluhu, Echo Bezev, Shnayim Bemtzoy. What would be in the second tier? So the two Shilohs are going to be in the second tier, the second picture, where the two outer ones are not Megufaf. The one in the middle is the one that's Megufaf. So we said you're not allowed to carry there, right? But what would be if you had one person on one side, you had one person on the other side, the Shnayim Bemtzoy, and you had two people in the middle? Now, what would be the halacha? So in this case, you can easily argue it should be okay, because the two in the middle are moishel on each one of the two sides, so it comes out you have three in each one of the sides. Because ilahacha nafki klas ahava, vilahacha nafki klas ahava. Either way they go, you have three, so maybe it should work. You have three here, you have three here. So what should be the problem? Or perhaps, chad lahacha nafik, v'chad lahacha nafik. Maybe of the two in the middle, we put one on one side, and we put one on the other side. So why would you do that? So Rashi seems to say that it could be, the reason is because that's probably the way it's going to work. I mean, in the event that they're going to want to use the side karfifas on Shabbos, why stop into one karfif? It doesn't make sense. So one person will probably go on one side, the other person will go on the other side. So I mean, that's usually the way it's going to be. So maybe that's the way we should force it to be in halacha. But the point is, Rabbi, this is, but I'm not sure. Afshanish. Maybe you say you have two in the middle. The middle is moishel on each one of the sides. You have one on each one of the sides. So if there's one, 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 in this case, for sure, it's not going to work. But what if there was two in the middle? Maybe there's going to be okay. And if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda said that in this case, talacha is that no, we put one on one side, we put one on the other side. Meaning, because there are two in the middle, you don't put two on both sides. But if it was on the right, what if there were two people on each one of the sides, and there was one person in the middle? So you don't have two people now to split in half. But rather, over here, it's just one person. So do you say you put them on one side, one goes to the two, so you have three on this side. You put them on the other side, one goes to the two, you have three on that side. Or maybe I don't know where he's going to go. And as a result, maybe he'll go here, maybe he'll go here. So maybe nobody has anything. So what's the bottom line? With Rabbi Yehuda's two shaylas, the hilchasa. It's been a few dafin since we saw this klal. Boyin lekula, alochidibra mekel.
the Erev, you always go Lekula, and as a result, the halacha is, you're going to go Lekula. So that concludes the second part of the daf. So again, what was the Shaila? This is we're going with this idea that the Chatzah Ketana isn't just Nifritz B'mloya to the Chatzah Gedayla, but rather the Chatzah Ketana is considered Kepesach Shal Gedayla. It's part of the Gedayla. The Gedayla is Moshel on the Ketana. So we had a whole bunch of different nafkaminas, Davini with a Minyan, Porch Minyan, right? All the different Shailas, Kalayim that the Gemara just talked about, Tsoya and Kriyashma. Here you have a nafkamina. Here you have a nafkamina in Erev in itself with Gimel Karfifais, where again, just based on the sugis in the end of the first parak, a Mesech des Erev. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said another halacha. Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha. What would be if you have two chatzeros that are side by side, which has been the theme of the daf for the last many, many, many dafen. So you have two chatzeros that are side by side. However, one of the chatzeros was a little higher than the other. So simply the karka, the ground level of one of the chatzeros was a little bit higher than was the second one. So in the event that you had a gidud, meaning the karka of the chatzer, was 5 tfachim higher than the karka of the lower chatzer. So two chatzeres, one is higher than the other. How much is the higher one higher than the lower? 5 tfachim. Umechitza chamisha. And then you build a wall, a little mechitza on top of that, that's also 5 tfachim. Ein mitstarfin. Chizda said a very big chiddush. It's not going to be mitstarfin. Achi yehei oikuloi begidud, oikulo bemechitza. It's not going to work. The only time this is going to work, you want to have a 10 tefach mechitza, you need it to be all gidud, yeah, that will work, or all mechitza. But to combine the fact that the karka is just simply 5 tfachim higher and use that as a mechitza and then build a mechitza on top of that, that's not going to work. You have to pick and choose. Either you want a gidud or you want a mechitza, but to combine the two is not going to work. What would seem to be a mefurish abraisa, a blatant contradiction to what Rav Chizda and Amoyra said. One was higher than the other. The one on top was 10 tfachim taller than the other one. It was only 5 tfachim taller. But there was a mechitza that was 5 tfachim. If they want to make an Erev, they have to make 2 individual Eruvim. But they can't make one Erev. Why? Because you have two chatzeres that are divided by a mechitza that's 10 tfachim. Doesn't say anything about a Pesach, a Chaloyim. So the halach is, do you want to make an Erev? Yeah, you make 2 separate Eruvin, you can't make one Erev. Pachas mikan. What would be if the mechitza was less than 10 tfachim, or the gidu that the mechitza combined was less than 10 tfachim? Then you have to make one Erev. You don't have the option to make 2 Eruvin. Why? Because over here, it's two chatzeres side by side. You don't have a mechitza of 10 tfachim. So what's the halacha then? You have to make it as one Erev. Again, just the chazer, because it's going to come up now in the next few lines. Two chatzeres side by side. If there's a wall in middle, 10 tfachim tall, it's two chatzeres. You have to make separate Erev. You don't have the option to make one Erev. If you don't have a wall that's 10 tfachim, you have to make one Erev. We look at them as one Erev. Otherwise, it's nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So the only way to do it is if you make one big Erev. If you don't make one big Erev, no one's going to be able to carry. If you have a chatzer side by two chatzer side by side, you have a wall in middle that's 10 tfachim, but there's a Pesach, then you have a choice. Then if you want, you can make one. If you want, you can make 2. The bottom line is, this Braisa said that in the event that it was 10 tfachim, then the halach is marvin shnayim. But what's the kasha? The kasha is, it says clearly, what's the definition of a mechitza that's 10 tfachim tall? That will say the halach is now ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad. The definition is either it was 10 tfachim taller, or you had a gidud that was 5, and a mechitza that was 5. So it's pretty mefurish that the gidud is mitzar for the mechitza, which is not like Rav Chizda said. So the Gemara said, Omar Rava, not Rav, Omar Rava, Moidu Rav Chizda. Right, Rav lived before Rav Chizda. So you can't have Omar Rav, Moidu Rav Chizda. It has to be Rava. Omar Rava, Moidu Rav Chizda, betachtoina. Now Rav Chizda agrees that as it relates to the tachtoina, it's going to work. Why? Because the tachtoina sees the pnei asar. From the tachtoina's perspective, I see 10. So it doesn't matter if it's gidud or mechitza. He doesn't care about that. He's looking at it from the Al-Yoinus perspective. When Rav Chizda said that you can't be mitzvah of Gidil Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, he was talking about the Chatzar Al-Yoinu. Chatzar Al-Yoinu, he doesn't see, he just sees 5. Right, the truth is, his Chatzar itself is already on an elevation, which technically is a Mechitza of 5. Yeah, but he doesn't see it. And because he doesn't see it, so it's true for the guys on bottom,
but not for him. So if Chizkiah was talking about for the Yoina, he was never talking about the Tachtoin. If that's the case, Tachtoin, the Tarif Shlaim, which should come out is like this. The ones on the bottom should have to make their own Erev. Again, the case, we have an Ol Yoina and a Tachtoina, and you have the Gidud Chamisha and the Mechitzat Chamisha. So the ones on the bottom should have to make a separate Erev, because Klapi them, Moider of Chizda, the Tachtoina, however, Pnei Asara, it's a separate area. However, El Yoina, the one on top, Loi Ta'arif, shouldn't be able to make an Erev. Loi Echad V'Loi Shnaya, right? Not Echad. Why? Because there's a Mechitza from the Tachtoina's perspective. So the Tachtoina can never join. But the El Yoina shouldn't be able to do Shnayim either. Meaning the El Yoina shouldn't even be able to make its own Erev. Because it's viewed as a Chatzar that's exposed to another Chatzar that doesn't have a Mechitza that's 10 Tvachin. It's nifrats b'mloya l'makim ha'aser. Unless we unite and we make one chatzer, and mean that we don't have the option to make one chatzer, so you're stuck. You can't make any chatzeres. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why did the Braisa say ma'arvin shnayim? Yeah, the guys on the bottom are ma'arvin shnayim, but the ones on top shouldn't be able to be ma'arvin shnayim. Amar Rabbi Bar Ula. So Rabbi Bar Ula added a piece, a wrinkle to the Ikimta. You have to say, Kigan Chahisal Yoina Megufethes. We know what Gifufamar. It's talking about where the Chatzar al Yoina now had side posts, Adaser Amos. So there were side posts on the side, and the gap in between was up to 10 Amos. What's the significance of 10 Amos? The significance of 10 Amos is that now the open area is going to be considered Pesach. What's the point? The point is the people on top also had a Mechitza. They also had a mechitza. Till now, we assume they didn't have a mechitza. Why didn't they have a mechitza? Because they only have five, and the gidud's not mitzdarif with the mechitza. Oh, now we said, no, they had side posts. That was also five. If they have side posts, that were also five. So now the ones on bottom have a mechitza. The ones on top have a mechitza. It's not 100% maybe the same mechitza, or it could be, but it doesn't have to be. But the point is, they each have mechitzas. See, if they each have mechitzas, ma'ar b'nishnayim. But we're not done. The Gemara is still working through this in real time. The Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, ain't mesefa. How do you understand the sefa? Pachas mikan, if the area, not the gifufim. The area with that's the mechitza between the chatzah ketan and the chatzah yoina was less than 10 tfachim. Then the halach is ma'arvin echad, one eriv, the ma'arvin shnayim. You can't make two eruvim. What's the kasha? L'chure ibaya chad ta'arev, ibaya trei ta'arev. Why do you have to make one eriv? What's the assumption that you have to make one eriv? Because it's completely exposed. They're exposed to it. It's not true. The yoin is not exposed to the tachtoin anymore. And you have this mechitza in between. So it comes that you have a mechitza. So, and the mechitza should be both ways. The ones, it works for the tachtoin, it works for the yoin. You have a Pesach. But what's the halacha when you have a kaisel and a Pesach? You have a choice. If I want, I could do one. If I want, I could do two. So the chur, you should have the option. It's talking about where it's true you have the gifufim. But the gifufim are on the side where you don't have the Chatzik Tana. The Chatzik Tana was a little wider than the Chatzik Tana. It was wider by its Gifufim, right? That's always the Chatzik Tana and the Chatzik Tana. It has those Gifufim. So the Chatzik Tana didn't have the Gifufim. Only the Chatzik Yoina had the Gifufim. So as it relates to the Chatzik Tana, it's actually Nifretz B'Meloya L'Makam Aser. So being that it's Nifretz B'Meloya L'Makam Aser, it doesn't have the Gifufim. That's why you don't have the option to make one or two. You would have to, yeah, you would have to make one. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Tachtoina Chatarif. Okay. So the guys in the bottom, they have a problem. Why do they have a problem? Because in this case, their Mechitz is not 10 Tvachim. They can't benefit from the Gifufim because the Gifufim are on the outside of the Chatzah Ketana. They're Nifritz B'Meloya. They have no choice but to make one Erev. And that's why Ta'arev Echad. But the people on tap, L'chayra, El Yoini, Bayitrei Ta'arev, Bayichat Ta'arev. Shouldn't they have the option to do whatever they want? Because the people on tap, they have the Gifufim. It's part of their Chatzah. They're the Chatzah Gedayla. So if they have their Gifufim, because they're the Chatzah, now they're the Chatzah El Yoina and the Chatzah Gedayla, right? So you have the Chatzah Tachtoina, that's the Chatzah Ketana. You have the Chatzah El Yoina, that's the Chatzah Gedayla, if you're keeping score. But the point is that, so they have their Chatzah, and it has a Pesach, they should have the option, either to be Ma'arav with the Tachtoina, or not be Ma'arav with the Tachtoina. And for the Gemara, you're right, and Hachinami. It's true. V'chiktani, Pachas Mikar, Ma'arav Nech, V'Ma'arav Shnayim. When the Braisa said that if it's less than 10 Vachim, you have to make one Erev, a Tachtoina. Meant as it relates to the Tachtoina, only you can have the option to make one Erev. But as it relates to the El Yoina, you'll have the option to do whatever you want. But just to come full circle, Geshmak of Bryce, I mean, this is real Erev. But as it relates to Rav Chizda's original halacha, what did Rav Chizda say? Gidud Chamisha u'mechitza Chamisha ain't mitzdarfin. It doesn't work. Actually, kule begidud, kule begidud. What is a furish of Bryce? Bryce says clearly, Chatzah Tachtoina, Chatzah El Yoina, you have this Gidud, that's Asar Tvachim. You see, it works. What's the teretz? And the teretz is, Rav Chizda was talking about from the perspective of the people on top.
me on top, my mechitzah is only five tefachim. Yeah, you live underneath, and for you, my own chatzah serves as a five tefach mechitzah. It's very nice for you. It doesn't help me. The guys on bottom, that's what the Brisa was referring to. And of course, Rav Chizkiya is going to be made over there. The two could be mitzdarf. Dorash merem. Agidah chamisha mechitzah chamisha mitzdarf. It's mitzdarf. Ashkei Ravina Lurav Achabrei the Rav. Amalei Tani Mar Midi b'mechitzah. Tell me, did Rebbe say anything about the halacha of mechitzah? Specifically, Gidut Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, if it's Mitzdarf, I'm going to lie, told him no. Hilchasa, and what's the bottom line? Gidut Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, Mitzdarf. You have a Gidut Chamisho, you have a Mechitza Chamisho, it's going to be Mitzdarf. Nacha Gemar, Boy Rav Hishaya. So this is already an idea that we've seen a few times earlier in the Masech. Hishaya had the following question. Diyoyrin, Habon, B'Shabbos, if you have Diyoyrin, that showed up on Shabbos. You have a chatzer. Everybody made a ruv chatzeres. And then vayuvay on Shabbos, people show up, and now they just arrive. They weren't part of the eruv. So the question is, ma'ushay yasru, could they mess it up for everybody else or not? So what's essentially the question? The question is, you had a good eruv in the beginning of Shabbos, and then on Shabbos something happened. In this case, what happened was new people arrived. So do you say that being that it was good in the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to be okay? If not, not. Again, a theme that comes up a lot throughout the Masechta. Amar Rav Chizda said, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. And this is why we're discussing it right now. A raya from our Mishnah. This Mishnah of Chatzik Dail, Chatzik Tana, is a feichba, va feichba, the kulaba. In Erevin, anyways. This is so much here, right? So Rav Chizda said, I have a raya from this Mishnah. What do you see from me? Chatzik Dail, Shinifat Solik Tana, Hagdail Mataras Vak Tana Asura. Pimpneshi Kipisra Shal Gdaila. Now, you have a chatzah gedoyla that was nifritza l'ktana. The Gemara thinks that it sounds a little bit like maybe it was nifritza on Shabbos. Meaning before Shabbos, it wasn't nifritza. On Shabbos, it became nifritza. Now, it doesn't say anything about happening on Shabbos. Next line in the Gemara. But the Gemara is assuming now that it happened on Shabbos. Oh, it happened on Shabbos, so what's the problem? The chatzah ktana is nifritza b'loya l'makom ha'aser? In the beginning of Shabbos, it was okay. Oh, my Rabbi said, you have no raya. Eimim b'nyayim nifritza. But listen to the Gemara, this gishmak, just to pick up some of the nuances in the Gemara. So Rabbi said, maybe it happened with Boydim. Amalei Abaya. So this sounds like something Abaya would tell Rav Yosef, right? Amalei Abaya. You don't, loy tema mar emar. Rebbe, don't say maybe. Maybe it happened, Amar? I can always technically, theoretically make an akimto. It had to have happened, Mibayim. Rebbe, you can't learn this Mishnah any other way. Why? The Amar who the Amar, right? It's interesting. Abaye is reminding Rabba of something. Because Abaye had two Rebbe, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Throughout Shas, he's reminding Rav Yosef of things that Rav Yosef forgot. Because Rav Yosef was Chala and he forgot a lot of his learning. You don't find this with Rabba very often. But either way, so Abaye tells Rabba, my Rebbe, you yourself were the one that said a follow. By my name Rav Huna, you once asked Rav Huna. By my name Rav Yehuda, and you once asked Rav Yehuda. Irev derech haPesach. What would be if you had two chatzeres that were side by side? There was a koysel in between, and there was a Pesach. And as a result of the Pesach, the two chatzeres made an erev. They united each other. They became one. And this to my Pesach, and then the Pesach got closed off. Or irev derech chaloyin. There was a chaloyin in between two chatzeres, and v'nis to my chaloyin, the chaloyin got closed off. So again, if you wouldn't have a Pesach in the beginning of Shabbos, you could have never made an Erev. Had you not had a Chaloy in the beginning of Shabbos, you couldn't have made an Erev. You did have a Pesach in the beginning of Shabbos. You did have a Chaloy in the beginning of Shabbos. It was just Nisnam. It got closed off. It happened on Shabbos. So Rabbah asked this question. Right, who did Rabbah ask his Shilas to, right? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna was older than Rabbah, one of the older Amayram. As was Rav Yehuda, they would tell me them of Rav and Shmuel. They were the first generation of Amiram, Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yochanan. Their Talmidim were Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, Rabba and Rav Zeir. They're already a Dor Shpeter. But either way, so Rabba was running around, he was fakoifing the Shiloh. And he asked the question to Rav Huna, and he asked the question to Rav Yehuda. At the beginning of Shabbos, there was a Pesach, there was a Chalim between the two Chatzeres. Then on Shabbos, something happened, it got closed off. So what's the halacha now? Do you say the beginning of Shabbos was good, so it's going to be good? Or maybe not? For Amali and Rabba, this is what you told me. This is a Bayah talking to Rabba. He says, this is what Shabbos, Kivan Shahutra, Hutra. Has to be that way. So Abaye told Rabbi, you're the one who told me this halacha. I heard it from you. So if that's the case, Shabbos kivush hutra hutra. So in our Mishnah, chatzah katana, that's nifritz b'mloy l'chatzah gedoyla. The halacha is, it's also, it has to be, it was nifritzah. Not eimer nifritzah mibayidoy, maybe. Vaday nifritzah mibayidoy. Because if it wasn't nifritzah mibayidoy, that means it was kosher in the beginning of Shabbos. If it was kosher in the beginning of Shabbos, then you would say Shabbos, Kivan Shahutra Hutra Itmar. Kaisel Shemin Shtei Chatzeres. There was a wall that was been two Chatzeres. Enough, and it fell on Shabbos. Rav Amar Rav says, Eimet Talkum by Elba Dalan Amis. You only have Dalan Amis right now. These two Chatzeres are nifritz b'mloy l'makom asa. You can't carry Carmelis. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Zemet Talta Likem Mechitza. Vezemet Talta Likem Mechitza. Shmuel said, no. Shabbos Kivan Shahutra Hutra. You can carry all the way up to the Mechitza. Zok the Gemara. V'hod the Rav.
La beferish itmar, elo michlolo itmar. This that we know from Rav. Rav really never said this beforeish. We inferred it from something that Rav once said, and this is of course matim. This is as close as we're getting to raid these days. this is of course Rav Letameh, who Rav was a shaskun. Right? Rav didn't talk a lot. The Rambam says Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh Shloisach Sicha Betelu Kol Yomav. This is actually going to come up in Mirtz Hashem in the raid in the beginning of Masechtas Psachim. Oit Chazoyim L'Moyed. Right around the corner. But Rav was very quiet. That's why you find that Chazal inferred a lot of things from Rav, right? The Olam was Medayik Rav, because Rav didn't talk a lot. Rav said, La'olam yeshana adam l'talmida b'derech. Even in learning, he didn't talk a lot. So the Gemara says, this that Rav holds, this halacha that you don't say, the Shabbos kimish hucho hucho. We don't know it from Rav. Never got him bismedrish and said it, but we inferred it. Michlal itmar. What's the story? The Rav Shmuel have a yasvi bahu chatzah. Rav Shmuel once sitting together in a chatzah. Nafal gudet beini beini. There was a wall that separated the chatzah that was sitting in from another chatzah. They made an eruv, and all of a sudden the wall came down. Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel turns to Rav and he said, "Shkulu glima negiduba. Take a shmata, take a talis, and put it on that area over there. It should be a mechitza." So the Gemara says, "Ahadrinu Rav la'ape." Rav looked at Shmuel in a way that he wasn't in agreement with what happened. Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel understood Rav, obviously. So Shmuel turns to Rav and he says, Ikopid Abba. Abba was Rav's name. So he said, Abba, if you're upset, you don't agree with what I just said, then I'll tell you, Shkulu Hemne Vekitruba. Take your gartel and tie this talus around the area of the mechitz. He was trying to like fix the mechitz a little bit. He says, oh, you don't agree with what I just said? Fix it. Now, why would Rav had a problem with all this? He would have had a problem. He didn't want to carry. You know, once the chatzah came down, he's not going to carry. Shmuel told him, no, carry. Take the talus. Go bring it there. Right, go bring it there. Rav looked at Shmuel. He steered at Shmuel. Right? It's not shayach. He says, really? He says, take the gargle. Like, he doubled down, Shmuel. He says, go in, carry even more. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Well, Shmuel, amaliha. So why did Shmuel even need it? I don't understand. What's Pash Pshan in the Maisa, says the Gemara? Shmuel obviously held you can carry. So if he holds you can carry, so why was he putting a talus there? Right, to put the talus there, to be a mechitza, right? To bring the mechitza back would make sense. But ha'amah zemetata l'ikim mechitza, zemetata l'ikim mechitza. Shmuel, abba the tzniyus about what's right. Shmuel wasn't doing it for halachic reasons. He was doing it for tzniyus reasons. Now, the Gemara says, v'rav isfirle da'asa le'mele. So why did Rav just tell him? Right? Rav just tell him. Since you're asking this kasha, I mean, Rav. But why did he tell him? So the Gemara says, asrei de Shmuel hava. He was sensitive because this was Shmuel's domain, and he didn't want to paskin a shayla, but asrei de Shmuel. I hachi, so he said, if that's the case, my time ahadrinu la'ape. He said, why did he look at Shmuel that way? Because at the same time, he had to make it clear what his opinion was. So nobody should think Shmuel sfirle. Either way, today's daf, Erev and daf tzadik gimel is fest, just the pashim shana and the gemara, and it really goes through a lot of very interesting sugyas as it relates to Erevin. The first sugya was the concept of im kei matzinu mechitza le'iser. Abaye couldn't understand how you have such an idea of im kei matzinu mechitza le'iser. Second thing that the gemara talked about was the gimel karfifois zebit tzad zeh, where if you have one person in one person in the other, one person in the other, there's this concept that maybe we can view them as a shayara based on the lumdus of the Mishnah, the Avtzadik Bezim and Aleph, that the Chatzah Ketana is viewed as the Pischa Shal Gedoyla. We had the concept that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. What if you have Gidud Chamisha or mechitza Chamisha? You have two chatzeres side by side. One is just simply higher than the other one. And then you have a mechitza that's 5 tefachim. The mechitza itself is 5 tefachim. But can you combine the gidud itself? So now that I have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, it seems, Rav Chizda anyways, held that there's a nafkamina if you're in the chatzar or you're in the chatzar tachtayna, which is also very much the theme of the sugi that we're learning. The world is seen differently depending on your vantage point. If I'm in the chatzar ktana, I'm nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser. I'm facing erevin. But if I'm in the chatzar gedayla, I'm closed off. I have nothing to worry about. It's the same thing over there. And the fourth thing that the Gemara discussed, the fourth sugya, is the idea of Shabbos kima shehutro hutro. There's a very special chiddush that a lot of the Amiram held. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rabba, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, where a lot of Amiram were the opinion that if you have a situation where you have a kosher erev in the beginning of Shabbos, even if circumstances change, as they often do during the course of Shabbos, but if in the beginning of Shabbos it was okay, we say Shabbos kivin shehutra hutra.